From the studios of WHQR Public Radio in Wilmington, this is Coastline. I'm your host, Rachel Lewis Hilburn. Terminal groins are hardened structures designed to control the movement of sand and slow erosion on beaches. Until just a few years ago, these structures were not legal in North Carolina, but in 2011, the legislature lifted the ban to allow four such structures, along with a host of caveats. The first permit granted by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers went to Bald Head Island, which is also the only beach community of the four seeking permits that gets a pass from environmental advocates. Three other beach towns seeking permits, Ocean Isle and Holden Beaches in Brunswick County and Figure Eight Island in New Hanover, say they need all the tools available to protect not only homes, but public infrastructure, such as utilities and roads. On today's edition of Coastline, we'll explore the concerns around these structures and find out why beach communities say this is a critical and potentially beneficial strategy for shoreline management. Joining us today in the studio is the mayor of Ocean Isle Beach, one of the beach communities seeking a permit. Mayor Debbie Smith, welcome to Coastline.
Thank you.
Also with us today, Mike Giles, an advocate with the North Carolina Coastal Federation. This environmental group is vocal in its opposition to the use of terminal groins in the state. Mike Giles, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Rachel.
Mayor Debbie Smith, what do Ocean Isle Beach residents hope a terminal groin will do for the town? What does Ocean Isle stand to lose?
The eastern end of our island has suffered chronic erosion for many, many years. Actually, 3rd Street is now buffered by a line of 1,500-foot line of sandbags protecting it. There did used to be a 1st and 2nd Street in front of it. So we have seen houses fall in the ocean or houses be relocated. We have removed manholes off the beach after storms. We feel like this will straighten out our shoreline and keep the sand that occasionally gets placed on the beach from falling right back into the inlet. Shallotte Inlet, where we mine our sand for beach renourishment, continuously gets filled back in with the sand that washes off at the end of the beach.
How many beaches can you say, how many houses have you actually had to relocate or have been lost to erosion?
I don't have that number off the top of my head, but I would say there's probably been 20, 25 relocated.
Why, Mike Giles, do environmentalists see these structures as a threat?
You know, we have, Mayor Smith and I, we were talking earlier, we have some of the most beautiful beaches and natural beaches in the world, we think, and travel along around the world and around the United States, and we do. North Carolina has depended on a ban on hardened structures that are volatile along our coast for over 30 years. And in the southern part of our coast, we have what we call shallow water inlets, and they're very dynamic. These inlets are the heart of our coastal system. It's where the inlets breathe water into and out of the ocean, and they're critical for a dynamic system to survive. And our barrier islands are living systems. We feel because politics trump science and they passed the terminal groin bill, our concern is, I always like to say, it's like a potato chip. You can't have just one. We think it's a slippery slope to the armoring and hardening of our entire coastal system. When Mr. Smith gets his up the end of Ocean Isle or Figure Eight or wherever, then Mr. Jones down the beach, they determine that the terminal groin is causing erosion. He's going to say to a judge, I want mine. And what judge is going to say, well, let them have theirs. I can't not give you yours. And that's our concern. The other concern is we've known all along that these inlets are volatile areas, and we should not be putting houses or rebuilding houses in these volatile systems that are chronically affected by migration of these living ocean systems.
Well, going back to your first point, Mike Giles, with the Coastal Federation, engineers have looked at Ocean Isle Beach, for instance, Debbie Smith. And they've said if you just install a structure here, it will affect the flow of sand and it will solve this
problem. How do you expect to get away from what environmentalists say will be a northeastern coastline? People point to New Jersey a lot, that famous sort of scalloped coastline. You install one, you starve the downdrift area, so then you have to install another to protect another property. What is Ocean Isle Beach doing?
The downdrift movement of sand from the groin that's proposed at Ocean Isle Beach will only hold sand on the island, some of the sand, and prevent it from falling back into the inlet. The law also requires that groin be accompanied with beach fill. So the natural bypass of sand will continue to happen over, around, even through it. These are relatively small structures built perpendicular to the island. I agree with hardening the shoreline with bulkheads and seawalls, and then the ocean does take it, and it never has an opportunity to build back from it. We've all seen that happen. But these structures do work properly designed. They work in many states, in the nation, and around the world, and have been proven to maintain the shorelines adjacent to our inlets.
We have our first email question. I'll get to that in a second, but we're talking about terminal groins as a tool for shoreline management in North Carolina and why environmental advocates oppose their use, what beach communities stand to lose without them. Our guests in the studio are Debbie Smith, the mayor of Ocean Isle Beach, and Mike Giles of the North Carolina Coastal Federation. If you have a question for our guests, give us a call at 910-343-1138. You can also email us at coastline@whqr.org. And Sherry writes, is the state of North Carolina not concerned with the possibility of experiencing an avalanche of lawsuits among property owners? How is a decision made on whose property will be protected by the terminal groins and whose will suffer because of it?
Well, properly designed, we don't think anybody will suffer. And our modeling from our engineers and their report shows that. So the only place that will maybe starved or affected by not getting as much sand is the middle of the inlet.
And when you talk about modeling, you're talking about computer modeling that's been done by a coastal engineer?
Correct.
Mike Giles, why then does the Coastal Federation not trust the engineer's report that this is something that will protect this particular part of the island and won't have the dreaded scalloping effect?
Number one, the modeling that, and these are engineers, these are not coastal scientists. The modeling that is used is modeling called Adel 3. It's the latest modeling, but it's not a model to model shoreline changes. It's a model to model wave and currents. The problem is models are just predictions. The big problem is the engineers don't know what is wrong with the model. And in this draft environmental impact statement, we're going through the impact statement now that their consultant has developed for them. There's a lot of holes. There's a lot of information that's been cherry-picked to make the model look good. The big problem is modelers and engineers can't predict the weather, and that's what drives our coastal system. That's what drives erosion. That's what drives what happens along the beach is storms and presumably, predictably, northeast winter storms are more damaging than a hurricane. But no one can predict the weather. These inlets have to flux. They have to regain some equilibrium. Once you start putting structures on them, you're changing the geology, the morphology, the physiology of this living, breathing, dynamic system. That spells trouble for coastal North Carolina.
For those listeners who haven't been heavily involved in the discussions around terminal groins, Mayor Debbie Smith, can you explain what it actually is and what it will look like on Ocean Isle Beach?
It is a low rock perpendicular to the beach. It will be built approximately the level of the strand. As the level of the strand rises in the summer, as it naturally does, you may not even know that structure is there. More of it will more than likely be exposed in the wintertime.
You're saying most of it during the summer months will probably be covered by sand.
Will be covered by sand on the strand. There will be some sticking out in the water that you'll see, which will create habitat for fish and crabs and all the great things that live in our oceans. So it will not be obtrusive and will not block people's enjoyment of the beach.
And
right now, there's no habitat there most of the time for turtle nesting. And, I mean, if a turtle does nest, they have to be moved because it'll just get overwashed and washed.
And I do want to get to that when we come back from the break. But can you just tell me quickly how this is different from a jetty?
It's much smaller, much lower. It is not designed to stop the flow of sand or to maintain a navigation inlet like a jetty. So if anybody compares a terminal groin to a jetty, it's like a baby and a giant.
Okay, completely different ideas.
Completely different
is what you're saying.
With different design models, yes.
You're listening to Coastline on 91.3 FM. We're talking with Mayor Debbie Smith of Ocean Isle Beach and coastal advocate Mike Giles of the North Carolina Coastal Federation about terminal groins as a shorefront management tool. Do you live at the beach? Do you think the construction of four terminal groins in southeastern North Carolina is a positive step towards coastal management or a slippery slope? We'd like to know what you think, and you can ask questions of our guests by calling 910-343-1133 or email us at coastline@whqr.org. This is Coastline.